you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, July 21st, and this is the LA Report. I'm Austin Cross. Today, a plan to divert county funds to low-income Angelenos, the Trump administration's new attempt to exclude undocumented immigrants from the 2020 census, a proposed change to the Cal State University system to encourage ethnic studies, and California child care providers' upcoming vote on whether to unionize. On Tuesday, LA County supervisors discussed requiring a certain percentage of county funds to be spent every year on affordable housing, job training, mental health facilities, and more. To fill us in, here's Robert Gurova.
Yeah, they actually just passed this measure a few minutes ago. They took steps today to majorly change how LA County spends its multi-billion dollar budget. They want to put a measure on the November ballot that would permanently require at least 10% of the county's general fund dollars go towards social service programs. That would mean putting more money towards things like rent assistance, affordable housing, community-based mental health services, among other things. Supporters of the measure say that now is the time for structural change, especially with the pandemic disproportionately affecting Angelenos. They'd also like to double that allocation of community investment to 20%. Other detractors, you know, Sheriff Alex Villanueva was on the call today and said that the move amounts to more defunding of police. And other critics say a change of this magnitude needs more review. We saw that echoed in an LA Times editorial board review today. Nonetheless, it passed today and it's going to be drafted within the next few weeks.
This week, President Trump is expected to once again sign a memorandum that seeks to exclude unauthorized immigrants from the constitutionally mandated count of every person living in the United States. Just over a year ago, the administration backed down in its first failed attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Our Caroline Champlin has been gauging the local reaction.
So what Trump wants to do is stop undocumented people from being counted when the U.S. representatives are divided between each state. This would be a problem for California because we have more than 2 million undocumented immigrants living here. And if they were left out, a researcher at Claremont McKenna College says it would probably cost us several seats. But he pointed out a major problem with the memo. If the Census Bureau doesn't, But he pointed out a major problem with the memo. The Census Bureau doesn't collect citizenship data, so they don't have immigration status, and they have no way of segregating these responses. Plus, the order defies the Constitution, which is a whole other problem. But even without Trump's plan, California is already likely to lose one seat because our population growth has slowed. So that Claremont researcher said he's worried just the existence of the memo could discourage people from filling out the census, and that could cost us a second seat.
The California State University Board of Trustees is proposing a change that would require all students to take at least one course in ethnic studies and social justice. It would be the first change to the university system's general curriculum in 40 years. With more, we go to Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Yeah, and that proposal has been in the works for about 6 years now and would affect all undergraduates at the 23 campuses. Cal State Board Committee voted 10-2 today to send the plan to the full board tomorrow, where it's likely going to pass. And everyone involved agrees that the social and political upheavals going on right now make this kind of ethnic studies university requirement very, very important. But there's a competing plan authored by Assemblywoman Shirley Weber. It's supported by the powerful Cal State Faculty Union. Weber's plan gives authority over creating the requirement to ethnic studies scholars. And the Cal State plan gives say to other disciplines. And as Weber's plan moves forward, it could be Governor Gavin Newsom who may end up making the decision about which of those plans is best.
And finally, this week, childcare providers in California will vote on whether to unionize. The move could mean they will finally be able to fight the state for more reimbursement and better pay. Hopefully, something higher than the current national average of $10.72 per hour. With more on the upcoming vote, here's Mariana Dale.
Providers have been trying to organize a union for more than a decade. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last fall that paved the way for the election that's happening right now. Childcare workers are hopeful that with a union, they would be able to negotiate better payments for the 43,000 of them who care for children from low-income families through the state's subsidy programs. Those rates are actually based on outdated information right now. The providers I talked to say it amounts to less than the state's minimum wage. Most of these providers are women of color, and there's a long history of their work being undervalued that I explore in my story for LAist.com. Voting in the union election ends tomorrow, and we're expecting to find out the results early next week.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at LAist.com/donate to keep local news strong during these uncertain times. That's LAist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Austin Cross. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or a smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.